Surah Al-Araf, verses 152 to 157.
The wrath of Allah would soon seize them, وَذِلَّةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, and they would be disgraced in the life of this world. Such is the fate not only of those who refuse to repent from worshipping the calf. Instead, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُفْتَرِينَ. This is the manner in which we requite all those who fabricate falsehood and subscribe to it. The anger of Allah will be unleashed upon them, and they will be disgraced, even if it be after some time. So consequently, Samiri is the one who gave the idea of the calf. Samiri is the one who molded the calf. Samiri, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about him in Surah Taha. He was not repentant. So he earned the wrath of Allah and he was disgraced in this world. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ أَن تَقُولَ لَا مِسَاسِ. He was disgraced. Next ayah 153, وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. But for those who commit evil deeds, even going to the point of worshipping the calf, and then ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِهَا, and then repent after that, وَآمَنُوا and forsake kufr and believe, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِن بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. They shall find their Lord thereafter to be exceedingly forgiving of their sins, and رَحِيمٌ, intensely merciful. And in the case of these people who worship the calf, even if such mercy was only experienced after they were executed, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who worship the calf, their tawbah will be accepted, but they must be executed. Ayah 154, وَلَمَّا سَكَتَ عَن مُوسَى الْغَضَبِ. And when he heard the valid excuse of Harun alayhi salam, and the anger subsided from Musa alayhi salam, he was very angry, enraged. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. He took up the tablets on which was inscribed the Torah. وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ. And in its inscription lay guidance and a mercy, لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ, for all those who are in awe of their Lord. Those who practice on it would be rightly guided and then deserving of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now comes another incident. وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ. Ayah 155. After the episode of worshipping the calf was over, Musa alayhi salam recited the Torah to them. But they were a people who were habitually doubtful and suspicious, so they objected to its contents and they said to Musa alayhi salam, how could we know this is revelation from Allah? How are we certain that this is from Allah? We are doubtful. Thereupon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salam to select credible people from among them. Choose people from among them, bring them to Mount Tur, and at appointed time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would personally notify them and let them know that the Torah was his revelation. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا. And Musa alayhi salam selected from his people 70 men. These are the best of the Banu Israel for our meeting. Then when they heard the speech of Allah, they objected. They said, how are we to know that it is Allah speaking to us? They said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ, until we see جَهْرَةً, until we see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala openly and clearly, we will not believe. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took them to task. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ. When the earthquake seized them from beneath and a frightening sound from above, they all perished. So knowing the Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam became distressed by this. They would say, you took 70 of our best people and you had them killed at Mount Tur. You could not establish that the Torah is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam supplicated and he said, Rabbi, O Allah, I am certain that you simply intend to punish them and to give them a small punishment, because لو شئت, had you willed, you could have destroyed both them and I beforehand. And by destroying them in this manner, I will be discredited among the Bani Israel. How am I going to go back to the Bani Israel? They will say, you had our people killed. So I am hopeful that you would not destroy me too. أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا. Would you destroy us all for the deeds of the idiots amongst us? إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ. This is nothing else but your trial. تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَن تَشَاءُ, whereby you cause whom you will to go astray. وَتَهْدِي مَن تَشَاءُ, and you lead whom you will to the straight path. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا. You alone are our protector. فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا. So forgive us. وَارْحَمْنَا. Have mercy on us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ, and you are the best of those who forgive. So forgive these 70 people. And thereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them wake up safe and sound. And this we mentioned already in Surah Baqarah. The story has appeared briefly in Surah Baqarah. Along with that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he was making dua, he said, وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, and prescribe for us goodness. فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا, both in the life of this world, وَفِي الْآخِرَةً, and in the hereafter. إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ, to you alone we have turned with obedience and with devotion. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted his dua. But he put a condition. He said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the supplication, and he replied, firstly, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy overpowers his anger. قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, as for my punishment, I cause it to smite whomsoever I will. All of us are sinners, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take everyone to task. He only punishes those who are extremely rebellious and evil. His adab is not given to all. But for his rahmah, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, but my mercy encompasses all things. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, so I shall prescribe it for those who are يَتَّقُونَ, those who are Allah fearing. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةُ, who discharge zakah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and who believe in our ayat and our signs. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ, and now coming on to the next Nabi, those who follow the messenger, الرَّسُولَ, النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي, the unlettered prophet. الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, the one whom they find described in the Torah that is with them and in the Injil, the gospel to come. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, the one who enjoins upon them what is right. وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and who forbids them from bad things. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and who makes pure things lawful for them, which may have been temporarily forbidden in a previous sharia, despite it being pure and wholesome. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and who makes foul things unlawful. وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and the one who relieves them of the burdens and shackles that weigh heavily upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his mercy conditional upon iman and upon taqwa, upon discharging zakah, and most importantly, Allah has made his mercy conditional upon following this great Nabi. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ, so those who believe in him. وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and who honor him. وَنَصَرُوهُ, and who assist him. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, and who followed the light sent down with him, the Qur'an. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, it is they who shall be the ever prosperous ones. It's a brief explanation of this ruku. Inshallah, we will do tilawah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين اتخذوا العجل سينالهم غضب من ربهم وذلة في الحياة الدنيا وكذلك نجزي المفترين والذين عملوا السيئات ثم تابوا من بعدها وآمنوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم ولما سكت عن موسى الغضب أخذ الألواح وفي نسختها هدى ورحمة للذين هم لربهم يرهبون واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤمنون يؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.